from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's got a new podcast drink. Bengal Spice is what I'm sipping right now. I don't know if you could feel the cinnamon relaxing my vocal cords, but I can. Oh boy, warm like cinnamon. Hopefully I can cool and warm your bed, because it's bedtime. And it's also time for me to get confused and go off topic and then say, what am I supposed to be talking about? I say, oh, wait, I'm just supposed to tell you, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary. And then it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you're new, this isn't important, but if you're a regular listener, when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, these are the ways we're able to bring this podcast for free. So if you can't look it up right now, look it up tomorrow when your hand hits that fridge. Hey, and before we get to this episode here, I just want to let you know that there's resources in the show notes. If you need support, if you're looking for self-care or mental health resources, and Sleep With Me believes that Black Lives Matter. So if you're looking to support organizations or work on internal change and external change, those links will be in the resources. So let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener, Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you, or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly, or you're willing to consider up giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away, because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct, because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process, because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taken being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show, because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear, because it's where I point out the listeners that supported our sponsors, and that's one of the main ways I'm able to bring this podcast a choice a week for no cost at all. And I wanted to thank Aiden, Hannah, and Court, who all supported Celestial Seasonings. We got a Hannah and a Hannah supporting Celestial Seasonings. They got themselves different flavors of Celestial Seasonings tea. Oh boy, am I loving the Tension Tamer right now. And they tagged Celestial Seasonings, and they tagged me in a sponsor post. So it helps the sponsor know their partnership with the show is important. If you want to be thanked on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, particularly our newer sponsors like Homedics. Did you get a UV Clean phone sanitizer? True Botanicals, what did you get from Daily Harvest, Therabody, tag me, let me know what you got, and let them know their support of the show is important, and I try to thank you in the Sleepy Supporter Zone, like Aiden, Hannah, and Court. The Sleepy Supporter Zone, the second part is you getting the support you need, whether it's to take care of yourself right now, self-care, mental health. If you're feeling like you're in a crisis, there's links for that in our show notes. If you're looking to support the Black members of our community because Black Lives Matter, if you're looking to change internally and externally and be a part of the solution, and if you're looking to take action, those links will be in the show notes as well, so you can be empowered to take action. And the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I'm supporting. And it's one of the top links in our link tree in the show notes is Black Lives Matter. And the Black Lives Matter card that has links to tons of different actions you could take, more resources, places to put your time and your hard-earned money, lots of ways you could take steps right now. That's just a few of the links on the Black Lives Matter card that's updated. It also has links for the UK, Australia, Canada, and that'll be in the show notes. And that is where we end the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song
sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song,
edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend
also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer,
runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
Jonathan Mann.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you could find me. And don't forget that sharing about the podcast is a powerful way to help the show. Let other people know you're helping them. And I don't personally use LinkedIn, but if you use LinkedIn, you know, sharing when sleep or podcasts come up is a great way to help spread the word about the podcast. Thanks, everybody. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, a podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. So I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, so anything, you know, going through your brain, anything you're feeling in your body, or, you know, where feelings exist kind of in both places and more, or all three, whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across, I'm going to try to create, try to create a safe place, smooth it, pat it, rub it down. And invite you in or send it your way. Say, signed, sealed, delivered. This safe place is yours. Or it could be, you know, not signed or sealed, just delivered or sent your way. Across. And the way I do that is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic, which I've probably already done in some sense, senseless banter. Holy moly. Is that it? Yeah, that's a thing, right? Senseless banter. Definitely banter. I'm the only person when they say, are you going to put up any bunting this year? I say, I'm sorry, what's that? And they say that those are the things, it's like not a flag, but and I say, oh, that, yeah, no, don't really, I put out some banter. I'm not actually good, I'm only good at bantering at bedtime banter. Have we thought about that before? Bedtime banter. But what I'm going to do let's see, is, what am I do? Oh, send my voice across. Oh, go off topic, get mixed up. So I'm doing that right now. All to take your mind off stuff and keep you company as you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, a few pieces of information I'd like you to know. One, if you're doubtful or skeptical or confused, those are totally normal reactions for a new listener. The confusion will remain, but it'll become a different, it'll be diffused and confused. That's like a sleep with me listener. Or I try to diffuse and confuse. I do. I like the way that sounds because it's true, though. But if you're new, it might not seem that way because nonsense suffuses this show and, you know, goofy stuff. But so if you're new, if you are skeptical or doubtful or you're like, I don't know if this is for me, that's a very, very legitimate and normal reaction. So that's why I want to fill you in on a few things. One, if you can, give the show two or three tries. And like millions of people have said, it took two or three tries to get used to the podcast. So kind of see how it goes. And there's no pressure. Like you don't have to like the show. It doesn't have to work for you. Just see how it goes. I really do hope it helps you. So if you're doubtful, the other piece is like, this is a podcast. One of the reasons people are doubtful is because they're really listening and waiting for content. And that's a little bit of the, I don't think it's irony, but yeah, mine is more like a diffuser. Like when you put something in one of those humidifier diffusers, right? You see, like even that confuses me. I say, well, is this just like a humidifier, like a mini humidifier or not? And then you put like essential oil in it maybe. And, you know, when you drop the oil in, it's just little drops of oil and with some scents, I don't know, probably diffused in there too. And then it diffuses it into the air. I kind of do that with thoughts where you say, okay, at some point this thought was a flower, like in another person's mind or on a piece of paper, this was a flower. This was a thought. It was a, you know, a beautiful thing or a plant or a stem or, you know, something. And this isn't a negative thing. This is just what the goo that I do is, you know, then for me, I'm more like the mist. So a regular podcast, yeah, I would say, okay, well, that's what lemongrass, that's lavender. Oh boy, that's frankincense or, you know, whatever. You say, okay, I know what that is. Very clear thoughts, well-formed, short intro, gets to the point. So just like you'd look at a flower when you're diffusing a flower or whatever, I don't even know what gets diffused or put into the oils. I don't know any cold pressed, I think maybe, or something. But you say, oh, okay. Like I like looking at flowers. Don't need to look at, you know, I'll look at the mist of a diffused flower smell for a few seconds. About as long as it takes Scooter to say a few seconds, and then I'll move on because it's just mist. It's not bad to look at, but it's not the same as looking at a flower. And you say, Scoots, I don't know if that metaphor would not make any sense in any other context other than your podcast. That's what regular listeners are saying. And I know that it didn't make any sense, but it kind of does. It's like comparing the flower to the mist. I'm the mist, without a doubt. And I still smell good. You know, the thing is, I still smell good. Flowers smell great. You know, I still most of the time smell pretty good. So we got that for us. So don't just barely listen. Just like if you're looking at that mist coming out of the humidifier, you say, okay, well, it's okay. Yep. Okay. I'm going to go do something else. In this case, you just kind of barely, you say, okay, I'm just going to kind of barely watch it. I mean, here's a question, because I know people love cat GIFs and cat videos. Is there any videos of cats looking at mist, or even is mist out of a diffuser humidifier, even for a cat? Is it like, yeah, well, what about late? Do you got any laser pointers? That would be a normal podcast, and this is a mist. Okay, I think I've over and under explained that enough. So this is a podcast you don't need to listen to. Also, it's not really a podcast to put you to sleep. Even though this is a sleep podcast, it's here to keep you company while you fall asleep. I'm here to take your mind off stuff and be your boar bud and your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar cuz, your boar bruh, whatever it is you're comfortable with, and just take your mind off stuff as you drift off. So those are two pieces of information. The third thing that can throw new people off, and I want to give you this because it definitely has the strongest reaction. And if you have a super strong reaction, like I said, you don't have, like, the podcast does not, might not work for you. And I wish it did. But maybe knowing that people have a strong reaction about this will make you feel like there's space for, there is space for your feelings about this podcast. I want to tell you that. So, and if there is space for it, you could just maybe see how it goes and then be like, yeah, you know what? It's not for me. But so another thing people, some people have strong feelings about is the structure of the show, because it's also very different. So show starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. That's greeting everyone and saying, I see you. I care that you get a good night's sleep and you're welcome here. Then there's business. So just like the greeting is the door, coming through the door, you say, oh, okay, what do you got here? And that's how we like keep the show out, coming out two times a week for free, the business. That's like maybe 2 to 6 minutes or something, I don't know. And then there's an intro that's around 12 to 20 minutes, and that's what we're like maybe halfway or more through, where it's not business. It's just me kind of introducing the podcast for a new listener. It actually serves two functions, probably like within a spectrum of limitless functions. But if I had to put labels on it, on the, like the further edges of the spectrum, I'd say there's two parts of the intro spectrum. One is new listeners. It kind of introduces you to the podcast and what to expect. And you kind of get an idea that I can't get to the point. Really, this is like very misty, very diffused. I'm diffused and confused. That might be one of my next autobiographies that I'll never write. You say, wow, not, you're not dazed and confused. No, I'm diffused and confused. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of other words that rhyme with it, but I should probably move on. And then, so, oh, what was I saying? I forgot. I'm not kidding. So the intro is to introduce you if you're new and you kind of see how it goes. But as you become a regular listener, and what I've discovered over the, doing this for 7 years is that the intro allows a regular listener to either get ready for bed or get comfortable in bed, or, you know, it's part of their wind down routine, wherever they are, that wherever you are that you're listening. And that may change over time, whether you're new or you're a regular listener or you're a daytime listener looking for a break. So that's like another thing. It's just kind of see how it goes. But that's the intro. It goes on and on and on. Now, 2% of people skip the intro, start the show about 20 minutes. 18 to 20 minutes, it seems like most people do. And then they just start listening from there. So you could get to the point where you say, well, I just like to skip the intro. So then after the intro will be business. That's kind of part of, again, how we keep the show free, is our partners there. And then there's an episode. Tonight will be our modular episodic series about otters and things. And you can listen to that in any order, but it'll just be a nice meandering bedtime story. So that's a structure show. You know what? Other thing I forgot to tell you is this. I think I told you. The podcast really isn't here to put you to sleep. Oh, the end of the show ends with thank you. So that's the structure of the show. But yeah, this is a podcast you don't need to listen to. And there's no pressure to fall asleep. That's kind of how it's structured that way. So if you can't sleep, here's the good news. Or if it takes you a while to fall asleep, or if you need a break during the day, or you're waking up, is the structure of the show is kind of built for that. You say, okay, some people listen to the episode in chunks. Other people listen. Everybody figures out their own way. But it's like, oh, if you can't sleep, then it's like, okay, got the intro to look forward to, then the story, then the thank yous. Or if you set your sleep timer for like 30 minutes or something, you say, okay, well, if I wake up, I could just hit play again and it'll start at wherever Scoots left off. Neither one of us, Scoots or I, will know what he's talking about. So that's kind of the structure of the show. And that's, I think, the most important things for new listeners to know, other than this, which is that the reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve some rest. And if it's at all possible, I'd love to provide that for you. So I hope it does. And the reason I care is, I mean, the world will be a better place. Your world will be a better place if you get some rest and you get the rest that you deserve. But also because I've been there. I was there last night or like somewhere between the night and the morning. So I know how it feels. And if I can help interrupt that or take your mind off of that or make it a little bit less intense, it's my honor. So that's why I make a show. That's kind of how people listen and just kind of see how it goes. And if you're a regular listener, thanks. So I'm so glad I could be here for you. And I'm so glad you're here to be here to kind of barely listen to me. It is such a pleasure for me to make this show. And even though this is like a middle of the intro or whatever, like I just keep coming back to like how much I love making this show, how much I love telling bedtime stories, and how lucky I feel to be able to do it and have it be of service. It really is an honor. I say that, but I mean it. Like those words have a huge meaning for me. In the idea that you deserve a good night's sleep and I want you to feel seen and welcome is really important to me. And I can't accomplish that all the time. You know, I stumble just like everybody else. But I hope, you know, we could create space for that. Just like if the podcast isn't for you or you don't like it, I can try. I'm trying to grow and create space for that too and say, hey, we'll just see how it goes. And then, you know, check out another sleep podcast or something else. Like maybe Rick Steves or something, you know, that's a, like one that keeps coming back up. So I think that's it. I'm really glad you're here. I really hope and yearn and I work hard and strive because I really want to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to make this podcast free for everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right. Hey, everybody. It's Scoots, and welcome to our ongoing episodically modular and a bit serial, but you could listen to it in any order story. Otter Things, that's O-T-T-E-R, capital O-T-T-E-R. Space Things, THINGS. It's a touch of satire and parody, you know, a couple of your favorite things, or a couple of my favorite things. I know that for sure. Based on a historical archive that I recovered out on the transverse plane where, you know, I used to hang out a lot. And so that's really all the setup I need to do. Someone else is going to catch you up because this is an audio thing. And so they'll be catching you up on all the details. Just so you know, yeah, you could listen to this kind of in any order because you're going to find out more as I turn this over to Emma Otter. Hey, it's Emma again. I'm recording. Is this recording? Okay, it's recording. Hey, it's me. And I don't know where you are or where you're listening, but I just want you to know that I'm sitting here in a chair with a microphone. And I'm in the present moment for me. Present moment, I'm SAFE. So I just wanted you to know that before I tell my story, that all is well. And you could think about that as I kind of tell you the journey my friends and I have been on and my community has been on. You can know that all is well and all will be well as you get comfortable too. And I want to fill you in. I also have like I'm trying to upgrade a little bit of the production of the show. So I have a famous or most famous resident here. And they're going to come in. They're going to do it now because they can only do it. Then I'll catch you up on everything. Probably, you know, my brother Tefe thinks he's the hunkiest otter in the world. But everyone knows, everyone around here knows the hunkiest otter is the otter that's coming in just to say a few lines because he's so generous. Mr. Antonio Banderas, the otter. Thank you, Emma. The ladies, the gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary. Otters, muskrats, and all the creatures of the swamp. It's time for a tale. A tale that all will be well, even when you experience otter things. Swishy, swishy, swish. Thank you, Antonio. You already jumped. Antonio's got a meeting, I think, to get to. So where were we? Well, last left off with my friends and I. That was one part of the story, is my friends and I. My best friends, in case they're listening, they know, you know, if they think there's a pecking order of best friends, they know where they stand. And it's not necessarily the order I say the names, but my friends Vaughn and LJ and I, we're in my basement where we play our game, Big Bunnies and Bards, Bards and Big Bunnies. And we'd just been looking for our friend Willow, who, according to the adults, we had double dared to go beyond the swamp where we live, to the unknown, you know, regions. But we were more thinking, or other adult thoughts were that Emma had gone to strike out on her own as I'm projecting my friend Willow. It's trying to get into a little method. I got too far method. But my friend Willow, that she struck out on her own, started her own career, you know, and, you know, we'll hear more about that tonight. But that was another thought. But my friends and I, we got the sense that maybe Willow, you know, went off and, I don't know, we started to believe a little bit about the big bunny and bards and or the goose chases, the gooses that lead kids on wild goose chases until they're tired and muddy. And so we wanted to find our friend Willow, and we were looking for her out on the edge of the swamp when we saw this being, this person, who was very tough to describe. It felt like they were a kid right around our age. But who were they? What were they? Because they had a bill, but they looked a bit like a beaver. That's why we thought it was Willow. Oh boy. You know, this is only my second episode of what I think one day will be called a podcast radio show. A beaver with a duck's bill and webbed feet. I'd never seen anything like it before in my time. But currently, we took her home. We wrapped her up because they at the time seemed to be cold. And they were sitting in my basement with Vaughn and LJ, and we were having a pretty strong discussion about shouldn't we go back and start looking for Willow again, the goose chases, the big bunnies, the place beyond the swamp, you know, what ifs? And I said, what about this poor being here? They're cold. And the last thing the being had said to us was, I speak words as we were talking. But they hadn't said anything since. They were just watching us. Kind of a little bit not easy, especially with Vaughn and LJ. LJ was very concerned. So, of course, Willow's waiting for us to come get her. and trying to build consensus, especially with Vaughn, that we need adults. We should just go upstairs and tell your mom or your dad about what's going on. And I said, hold on, let's get some more And we said, where are you from? No answer. Are you from the tunnel? Are you from the place beyond the swamp? What is she? Why? Then Vaughn was, of course, interested more in the web. What's it like having webbed feet? Can you pick up this pencil? What's your build? Like, can you do you walk like a duck? You know, thoughts that are less direct. Anyway, I got to get back. So there's a lot of questions for our poor friend there. And then Vaughn even brought up, what if you're from the bottom of the river? Another mythos of childhood, the things that live in the bottom of the swamp and the river. Or even from river bottom, LJ said. And went back and I said, okay, quiet. Like, I'll come up with a plan. You know, I don't want to tell my mom now because we'd already gone out without permission to look for Willow. And then Vaughn again said about this comic book about animals and other beings and science and experimentation. Grand, you know, for the good of all, Vaughn said. Of course, that's for the good of all. Secret projects. And then it went in a tangent about outer space. Are you from outer space or the moon? Is that why you have a bill and fur? And webbed feet. Is the inside of the moon a liquid cheese? And I said, you're too loud. You're making this poor billed creature nervous. We're supposed to help. And I said, it's okay. Everybody calm down. We're scaring the beaver duck. So it's okay. So I have a plan. I was coming up with a plan while we were talking. And here's the plan. We'll all go home and go to bed. I'm going to wrap this beaver duck up warm and help it dry off. And then tomorrow morning, I'll have the beaver duck and go in my backyard and make a bunch of noise, like knock over the trash cans. And my mom's so nice. So she'll go out and say, oh, you're not going to, please don't eat our trash. You know, like the creatures on all four legs. Maybe this is a four, not a two. Are you just learning to walk on 2 feet? And then the duck-billed creature said, I walk, I talk. And we said, we looked at one another. Okay, whoa. And it was a little bit odd. It wasn't our first odder thing, but this was an odd thing. And I said, go home. I said, I'll help and then LJ said, do you got a name? Who are you? And then there was a behind, I couldn't tell if it was an ear or a gill or something. I said, what the heck? There was a little tag that said B-E. And we said, is your B in B? And then Vaughn said, what about Bill? Billy, is your name Billy? And the duck beaver looked at us and nodded. And it was very distinctive nodding of the bill. And said, yes, I'm Billy. We said, okay, Billy, okay, everything's going to be okay. And I said, don't worry, my mom will know what to do. So they went home and I helped Billy and we made a blanket for it. And Billy got comfortable and nested in a thing of blankets. I said, it's going to be okay, Billy. And then I went upstairs and I said, I'll see you in the morning. Good night. And Billy said, good night. I had shared my name, of course. I'm Emma. Good night, Emma. Good night, Billy. And they said, I'll leave a night, like, please leave a nightlight on. That was another thing. It's like, okay, don't worry, I'll leave a nightlight on. You're, you know, it's a new place, of course. And then even the radio. So I said, okay, we'll put the radio on. And Billy seemed to like the hit station. So we put it on. I think it was a Z89. And then I went to bed. Now, the next day, I catch you up on a couple other things, because Willow lives with her mom, Frances, and her sister, Dari. And, of course, like, they were really wondering where Willow was, because the most sensible thing, like, was that Willow moved away and wanted to start her career early, or Willow got taken on a goose chase by the Gooses, or they just didn't know, and that's not easy. You know, when it's unknown, it's not easy. And Dari knew that Frances, it was breakfast, and Dari said, Mom, you got to eat breakfast. I know there's some unknowns, but today we'll get some clarity. You know, we'll find out, Bull's looking into it, we'll look into it, and, you know, there's this phone call that come in and said, don't worry, we're going to figure this out. Everything, all will be well, Mom. And Mom looked at Dari in a way that said, even though moms are authority figures, they're not always authority figures, or sometimes we just imagine them to be. And they held hands, and they held each other and comforted each other. And they ate delicious breakfast cereal. And Dari said, Mom, just breathe and eat your breakfast and hold my hand. We'll find Willow, and we'll all get to the bottom of this together. But right as Dari said that, there's a knock at the door, and it was Bull. Now, Bull is our resource officer, in charge of resources and, you know, keeping everything going in our town. Not like a mayor, more of a community. You say, hey, you're not following the rules. Let's do this, or these are the rules, or this is so, that kind of thing. And Bull kind of was playing, hey, how's it going, you two? Hey, eating some puffs? I heard you said that Willow called or something. And Francis said, yeah, Willow called. And then Bull looked at the phone. It wasn't working. I said, well, that's interesting. Your phone's not working. It sure wasn't the storm or something. And Francis said, I know what my daughter sounds like, even in static from a storm. And Bull said, well, the thing is that when the geese go on the geese chases, they bring these kids on the geese chases for fun. You know, this is just a river bottom style action. They sometimes they like to call the house and even give the parents a hard time, create a sense of uncertainty. You know, they're tricksters. They're not trickster gods. They're just birds from Canada geese, Bull said, though a couple of other geese run with them. And Francis said, it wasn't a Canada geese or any other kind of geese on the phone, Bull. It was my daughter, Willow. And Bull said, okay, well, just trust me, I'm trying to work. And then Willow said, and then Francis said, you need to trust me too, Bull. And Bull said, okay, so Willow called and there was a lot of static. That's what we know, right, for sure. And Francis said, yes. And then Bull said, well, what about Lenny? That was Willow and Dari's father. He would roll like rolling stone, so no moss gathered on him. Another musician, though not very accomplished musician, who had moved to Riverbottom years ago. Not in any big bands, though, like you hear about from Riverbottom. More of just a busker. And Francis said, I haven't heard from Lenny in a while. And then Dari said, Lenny said, you know, J to the A to the R to the K. And Bull said, well, maybe I should just check in with Lenny in case Willow went to, is there any chance Willow went to visit Lenny? And of course, Francis said, no. And Bull said, okay, well, trust, like, hear me out. What if Willow was just contemplating starting her career early? Not a good choice, but whatever. You know, we know that happens. It's happened with other kids in the community. They want, you know, to get this idea of quick, you know, that they're going to have a big career, and they move to Riverbottom or Hensontown or somewhere else to start their career. And maybe, you know, I mean, the only successful person was Antonio Banderas, and that wasn't even music. But yeah, so maybe to make it a little bit easier, or maybe Willow got there and find it, well, I don't like this. Let me just check in with Lenny. Let's just check in with Lenny and just see if that's a possibility. And then Bull said, things are going to be okay, Francis. We're going to figure this out together. Okay, we'll figure this out. And then Bull headed out, but I know that Dari headed out right after Bull. And said, Bull, wait up. Bull said, what's up, Dari? You should be inside helping your mother. She's, you know, this isn't easy on her. Dari said, don't worry, I've got things under control too. I'm soothing my mom and comforting her. And Dari said, didn't you used to work in River Bottom on their resource team in the big city? You know, didn't you used to, were you starting your own family and all that? And Bull said, that was a long time ago, Dari. What's your point? And Dari said, didn't it not go so great, like your reputation in River Bottom? Wouldn't it be easier for me to just go see Lenny? I don't think you and Lenny get along either. And Bull said, no, 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 you stay here with your mom. I'll go talk to Lenny. And Dari said, well, but Lenny would be more open to talking to me than you. So just, you know, just a thought, you know, that you, like, you don't have to do everything, Bull. Bull, are you okay? You look really, are you okay? I know you don't sing and all that, and you're staring off at the distance silently, only half listening to me, probably thinking about your past in River Bottom, huh, Bull? Bull said, Bull was staring off with that stare you've seen right off camera. The jaw, even of a frog, going loose. Said, yeah, got bad luck. Bad luck in River Bottom. Bad luck followed me here, probably. I don't know what it is about me. And probably was born under bad. Anyway, Dari, you're too, you don't understand. You wouldn't understand. You're just a kid. But forget about talking to Lenny. I'll handle it later today or tomorrow. I'm on top of it. I just got to get a couple other geese in a row. I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm pretty sure it's the geese. But we'll figure it out. And Bull took off. Now, meanwhile, while they were having breakfast and discussing things, my family was having breakfast. My mom, my dad, the youngest in my family. And then my brother, Tefe, the otter who learned to love himself so much that the shiniest otter in town. And I was trying to eat fast, I mean, really, so I could bring part of my breakfast down to Billy. But Mom kind of was like, you know, geez, I don't know, with Willow, like, come home right after school. My dad was, you know, reading the latest news about, you know, stuff unrelated to our day-to-day lives. And Tefe was mostly eating, you know, like whatever, this super breakfast, superfoods, and preening himself. And it was getting on my nerves because I could see something in his eye. And then he cleared his throat and said, hey, Mom, I got an idea. You know, it can't be easy on Dari and Francis and everything. I was thinking about helping out, like, with the flyers. They, you know, they got to figure out this goose chase thing. And my mom said, Tefe, I think you should just stay out of it. And I said, handing out flyers doesn't really sound like your style, Tefe. What does that even mean, handing out flyers? And Tefe said, well, you know, flyers cost money, and I was thinking I could do a fundraiser after school, and we could raise money to pay for them to get a bunch of flyers. You know, but yeah, you're right, Mom. It's probably not the best idea. They'll probably, I mean, I know, you know, Willow's family is not as easy for them as it is for us. I'm grateful for everything you and Dad provide for us, Mom and Dad. So maybe I'll just forget the whole idea and forget the flyers and make it. Yeah, you're right. And Tefe knew what to say to my mom because she said, well, Tefe, just come home right after the fundraiser. You're so caring and so loving. And I said, what kind of, it sounds loving, Tefe, like, because you love to party, right? Is this some sort, is it going to be a fundraiser party? And Tefe said, well, actually, Emma, that's a great question. I wouldn't call it a party, but you can't have a fundraiser without fun. Just good, clean fun, though, of course. Good, clean, comforting fun in this case. So less fun and more comfort. And I said, another brilliant Tefe idea, huh, Mom? I wonder how this, and Mom said, Emma, just finish your breakfast and get ready to go to school. And then come home after school, please. And I said, I don't even know how Tefe defines clean and responsible either. And Mom said, Emma? And then I went downstairs to pretend to get ready for school in the basement. And I went down and checked in with Billy, who was, you know, obviously in a new place and not totally comfortable, but also very hungry. So really enjoying the breakfast I provided, which are known as Dino Puffs, the puff. That's just, you know, but anyway, so really enjoying that breakfast. And I said, listen, Billy, I'm going to pretend to go to school. And what you got to do is after you eat, just go out in the backyard and knock over the garbage cans, okay? And then my mom will hear it. You got to do it now before she leaves for work. But she'll hear you knock over the garbage cans. And she'll come out and she'll help you. And she'll find out where you're, you know, where you're supposed to be, where your mom and dad are. Or whoever you live with. She'll help you find your way home. So that's the plan. And my mom's the best. Just so she'll totally help you. And Billy just kind of stared at me. It was just on the side of Billy's bill, a Dino Puff marshmallow, and a little bit of dripping, like, and Billy said, first with a beak full of no. And I said, I'm sorry, did you say no? And then Billy waved their bill back and forth, no. And I said, no. And Billy said, no, Mom. And I said, you don't have a mom? And Billy said, no. Pointed to me. No, your mom. No plan. No garbage. No mom. And I said, why? And she said, she made a kind of a universal symbol for looking around and scouting the horizon. She said, Dr. Max is going to be looking for me. And Dr. Max can't be trusted. And I said, how do you, and I said, what do you mean? And Billy said, Dr. Max will take me back. And I said, back where? And Billy said, to the other side of the swamp. And I said, okay, that's like, okay, so, all right, well, I'll figure out another plan then. You could stay here, okay? Just don't do anything. And I'll skip school. I'll come back. I'll pretend I'm going to go to school and come back. You just stay hiding out here, okay? And Billy said, okay. So I pretended to head out of school. Now, meanwhile, at school, Vaughn and LJ had gone to school. School had started. And at first they were wondering where I was, but then they said, oh, of course, Emma probably stayed home to enact a plan. And LJ said, good. Like, then that, like, duck bill thing will be back where they belong, and we could start to find Willow again, our friend Willow, because Emma seems to have forgotten about Willow. And Vaughn had a couple laughs at the duck bill and the webbed feet and did a walk around and said, well, yeah, it's good. Only adults can help with this kind of stuff. And LJ said, yeah, only adults can help with this kind of stuff. They kind of went back and forth. Now, meanwhile, also at school, Yeah, my brother Tefe got to school. And Dari was there. And believe it or not, Dari was actually... Dari has a friend named Babs. And Babs comes to... Like, Babs was the kind of person that had a lot of resources. And Babs... Dari was already talking to Babs about getting flyers made because Babs' family has all that kind of stuff. I don't even know how you make a flyer. And Babs said, no problem. And then Dari said, do you think we could use your car too? And Babs said, no, I got, you know, remember when I snuck out that like 2 weeks ago? I'm not allowed, I don't have access to my car anymore. I'm grounded, car free, no driving. And Dari said, well, I just need your car for today. I just need to borrow it. Can we sneak it out? And Babs said, no, they took the keys and everything. I'd give it to you for sure. I'm not worried about that. I know you want to figure out stuff with your sister. And Tefe rolled up and said, hey, Babs, hey, Dari, I heard you talking about cars and flyers. I was thinking about having a little fundraiser after school today. Fundraiser. Maybe take your mind off of stuff. In a field, a little field party fundraiser. We could charge all the, you know, all the other kids, you know, to come to it. And bring in some money to pay for those flyers or whatever else you might need, Dari. And it'd be a good time. We could really have a good time, at least for a little while. And Dari looked at Tefe and narrowed her eyes. And Babs said, field parties are lame, Tefe, just so you know. That's like kids' stuff. And Dari said, yeah, I'm thinking about my sister. I don't want to be standing around in a bunch of mud with you and your friends, Tefe, drinking bog water. And Babs made a bog water face, like bog water's not good, though older kids say it is. And Tefe said, come on, Babs, you tell her, we could still figure out some way to have fun. We could do something. And Babs said, no thanks, Tefe. And but then Dari was looking the whole time and listening, and the wheels were turning in Dari's head, and said, Dari said, you know what, Tefe? Babs, you know what might be fun? Cutting school. You know, I've had it, you know, I'm maybe taking a road trip. I don't know. That's what Babs and I were talking about before we got here, Tefe. Now, that would be fun. The only issue is we don't have a car because Babs lost her keys. Her parents took them away. And Tefe said, interesting, interesting, huh? Like a road trip, the three of us, for fun. And Dari said, yeah, I got to make one, like, I got a totally cool place we could check out with a great view and everything. Tefe said, really? Babs is like, I don't know. No, Babs wasn't playing. She said, I don't know. I'd rather not the three of us hang out, me, you, and Tefe. No, thank you. And Dari said, come on, Babs, we'll have fun. You know, you could be, you know, we'll both keep Tefe in line and keep his nonsense to a minimum. And Tefe said, okay, I got an idea. Meet me in front of school or down, you know, not in front of school, someplace on the other side of the sports field at lunch. I'll have a car. We'll do a little road trip and cut school. And they said, okay. And then back in town, in our beautiful downtown area, Frances was heading into where she works at the Fines and Dines. It's our everything store. You know, it's got a diner, it's got groceries, and it's got most of the stuff you would need. And she had worked there a long time. Not for a lot of glory. And her boss was there, and he said, Francis, what are you doing here? What are you? It's not your day to work. And Francis said, I need a phone. And her boss said, okay, that'll be, you know, what, 2222. And Babs said, you know, I'm waiting for Willow to call me. And he said, oh, okay, just I'll put it on your account. And Babs, and then Francis said, you know what, I also need 2 weeks' pay. 2 weeks' pay? And Francis said, you got to be kidding me. I worked here like a long, long time, even on the holidays, and I got two kids at home. I expect to be paid a 2 weeks' advance right now. And her boss said, okay. And then she said, and some sugared cereal, double Dino Puffs. They said, okay, Francis, take care. And Francis headed home, and I had headed home too. And I was showing Billy my room and a lot of the toys I play with, my physics lab, my kind of punch card computing device I'd been working on for a long time. And then, of course, this is what you don't know. So this isn't the first thing I recorded, really. My friends and I, we used to like to do radio theater in Method. So we had a lot of, not just a recording setup in the basement and in my room, but we also had outfits. So we would play kind of a dress-up recording thing. You know, some things were in the world of Bards and Big Bunnies, and then some things were in like a more noir world. And we had other outfits. And so we started dressing up, pretending we were different characters, and we were kind of having fun. And then, I don't know. Even Billy said, "What is it?" And I said, "This is what friends. We're friends. Friends play dress up, and this is called play." And I realized this was new to her. She'd never tried it or never done it before. And I was pretending to be different things. And even for a second, Billy kind of pretended to be like a Dr. Max, just for a second. And then we heard my front door. And then we heard the stairs. And I said, but it's my mom. You got to pretend you're like, just don't move. Sit down in my miniature rocking chair and don't move. Pretend you're a full-size doll. And then my door swung open because Teffy had heard me. And Teffy said, what are you doing home? And I said, what are you doing home? And Teffy said, what is that doll? Is that a bill on a beaver? Ugh, dressed up. What is that dressed up as? And I said, anyway, what are you doing home from school, Teffy? And Teffy said, what are you doing home from school? And I said, don't feel good, you know? With Willow and stuff. And Teffy said, oh, yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense. I'm trying to help Dari with some stuff. And I'm like, sure you are. And he said, no, really, where are the keys to Uncle Emmett's truck? And I said, I have no idea. And he said, I know you know everything. Come on, Emma. I know you know where Uncle Emmett's keys are. And I said, I don't know. And Teffy said, I'll tell you what, if you tell me where Uncle Emmett's keys are, I'll forget that you and whoever that is pretending to be a duck-billed doll, I don't know if that's Vaughn or LJ dressed up, that you're not, neither one of you is at school or sick. I'll forget to tell Mom all about this. And I said, they're in the bowl with all the marbles at the bottom. And he said, okay, I'll see you later then. And he headed out, and I breathed a sigh of relief, and so did Billy. But Billy kind of looked after her. He said, don't, my brother said, don't worry. That's just, that's not his natural otter oils. Those are store-bought otter oils that make him shine like that. Now, Francis had gotten home, and Francis had set up the new phone and was like, I'm going to wait here for my daughter. Now, one thing I did forget to mention It's kind of an important part. Is, you know, we're all musical. We all play instruments. But Frances, and she never quite found the way to do this. And I think probably Lenny had something to do with this. Frances was a big maker of wind chimes, but tuned wind chimes. You could almost, the wind could play as an instrument, or even someone could play as an instrument. And so Francis was also passing the time tuning a wind chime, or tuning the parts of it. I don't know much about wind chime creation. A wind chime that was like a steel drum, and kind of playing those sounds and waiting for the phone to ring. Now, meanwhile, Teffy had gotten my Uncle Emmett's truck and gone back to school at lunchtime, and Dari and Babs were waiting. And they hopped in the car, and Teffy said, "Where to?" And Dari said, "River Bottom." And Teffy said, "What are you, Dari said, "Trust me, I got a big surprise. Wait, like I said, beautiful view. Just trust me, I'll tell you how to get there." And Teffy said, "Okay, sounds cool." And they hit the road. And while they were on the road, school had let out, and Vaughn and LJ went right to my house and headed over and knocked on the door, and I let them in, and they said, "So what happened to your mom?" And then they saw in the background, they saw Billy. And they said, what is that still doing here?" And I said, "Let's go up to my room to talk in case my parents come home." And LJ said, "We're here. Why didn't you tell your mom that was the plan?" And Vaughn said, "Yeah, no offense, Billy, but what if Billy's an alien or something?" And making all these like sound effects from all these like sci-fi shows that Vaughn watches too much of. And LJ said, "What about Willow? We're supposed to be looking for Willow, not dealing with this duck-billed beaver with web, you know. This might even be, hatch out of an egg or something?" And I said, "LJ, please calm down and be more appropriate and kind." And LJ said, "Appropriate and kind again. Our mission is Willow. Willow could be with we're supposed to be big bunnies and bards, and Willow is our friend, and I'm going to go tell your parents, I'm going to go call my parents, I'm going to tell an adult to deal with this." And as LJ went to leave the room, this sound started to come from deep inside of Billy's bill. And it sounded like an engine starting. But quickly, we realized that because we listened to a lot of music, we play a lot of music, that it was a song. It being almost like hummed through or vibrating through the bill. And Vaughn was the first person to realize. They said, "That's the song right here, right now, that we always just sing on the radio by Jesus and Jones." And I said, "Wait." And then right as I said that, I couldn't speak anymore. And LJ's hand had frozen as he was reaching for the doorknob. And we were all kind of stuck right here, right now, as Billy kind of hummed the song. And then we kind of started to hum along with it. But we quickly realized that it was a power. And Billy said, "No adults." And then looked at me and I said, there's some sort of Dr. Max beyond the swamp. That lab stuff might be right, Vaughn. And then Vaughn and LJ were staring at me. And the echoes of the song were still in our head. He said, "She's got some sort of musical powers." And Vaughn said, "Just like in the comic books, superpowers." And how'd you know that was one of our favorite songs? We used to sing that right here, right now. There's no other place we'd rather be. Now, while we were doing that, Dari, Babs, and Teffy had gotten to River Bottom. And they pulled up to Lenny's house, and Teffy said, "Where's the view, Babs?" And Teffy said, "Where's the view, Dari?" And Dari said, "Look at this. This isn't like this is a city, industrial section of a city. It's not like anything we see." And Teffy said, "This seems dull." And Dari said, "You two keep each other company. I'm going to hop out. I got to knock on this door." And Teffy said, "Why?" And she said, "Well, this is where my dad lives. I got to ask him something. You two stay put." And Dari knocked on the door and eventually dealt with Lenny's friend and Lenny. Lenny was a bit like, "Oh, well, you got to, why don't you let adults take care of this? What about Bull? He's still in town." "No, I haven't heard from Willow. Wish Francis was, better." And then that was all Dari needed to hear and said, forget it. "I got to go." And Lenny said, "Don't you want to hang? You know, this is a big city. We could go out. We could busk together." And Dari said, "I got to figure out Willow." And Dari headed out down the steps, and as she was at the last step away from Lenny's house, she realized that the windows of Uncle Emmett's truck had kind of fogged up a little bit. And she suspected something was strange. And then she reached for the passenger door and she opened it, and she heard a gasp, and she saw that there wasn't anybody in the driver's seat, and that Lenny and Babs were in the back, K-I-S-S-I-N-G-ing. And, it's no secret that Dari thought that Dari was into Teffy a little bit, and she thought Teffy was into her. And Babs was always making a deal about how Teffy wasn't cool and a jerk and not her cup of tea. So Dari was not happy. And they said, what? And then Dari said, Just let me drive back. You two stay in the bank and keep each other company." But Dari started to get more and more irritated. And eventually took the long way home, where she also had this view, this side road that had a view of the place beyond the swamp, of the road where none of our cars go. Like I said, where the strange vehicles go. And she parked there, and they had kind of fallen asleep snuggling, which she was not happy about either. Now, back in my house, we had stopped singing, and we're still trying to process what this all meant. I said, "Don't worry, we'll work this all out." And Billy started looking around and saw a picture and was staring at a picture of Willow and us, and held it and then said, "What's this?" And we said, "Those are friends. We're friends. You know what a friend is?" And Billy said, "No." And I said, "Remember when we played? Friends play together. Friends help each other. Willow's our friend. We can't find her." And then it was LJ that said, "My friends, I'd do anything for them. Everything I do for my friends." And then Billy got a dreamy look in Billy's eye and said, "Everything I do it for you," and started humming that song, which was a big hit on the radio at the time, too. But kind of more humming it absentmindedly as she walked down to the basement and we followed her. And then she got out our board for our Big Bunny and Bards game, and she turned it upside down. And then she put the figure that Willow always played on the downside of the board and said, "Friend." And we said, "Yeah, you know, that's Willow. You know where Willow is?" And then she took a Big Bunny and put it on the board next to her. And then we were all like, it was mostly silent except for her humming of "Everything I do for you," which kind of suffused us with some sort of magical energy, it felt like. Now, meanwhile, Frances was at home waiting for the phone to ring, and it finally did ring, and she dropped the wind chime she was working on, and they got caught around her ankle, and it was ringing, and she was trying to get to the phone. And then there was kind of nothing there but static, and she said, "Willow, is that you, Willow, Willow? Where are you, Willow?" And she heard the squawks of Canada geese or something. That's what she thought, because that was the idea playing it in her head. And she wondered if it was Willow, and then again the phone shorted out. And then all the music devices in the house started to play, starting with the wind chime, the steel drum wind chime wrapped around her ankles somehow. But all the music in Dari and Willow's room started to play louder and louder, and she went in there. And she said, like, Willow, what's going on? All with some sort of, again, suffused with magical power. And playing songs, you know, moms didn't want her kids listening to, like, I Want to Give You a Kiss by this band, Bad Colors, and other songs like that. And she said, Willow, you're not supposed to listen to this song. Is that you? And then she started to sense, and she looked out the window. She saw big bunny ears, giant bunny ears outside the window. And at first she rushed outside looking for a bunny, and then she kind of felt the earth kind of tremble like a big bunny was bouncing. Then she ran to her car and said, what if a big bunny is bouncing? That's no good. She got in her car and was ready to drive away, but then she thought about Willow and the music, and then the wind chimes all started to play. All the wind chimes she had made for her family and that she was making on commission or spec for other people started playing. And she sat there and listened and said, Willow, Willow, is that you? And it was all playing in different things. I want to kiss you up. She thought, well, this is an odder thing right now. And then Dari was getting more and more, a little bit frustrated, and was like, you know what I'm going to do? Is park this car and throw the keys in the swamp and then go home to you know, kind of give Tefe some payback for and Babs for making out. And so she pulled off, knocked out, and she said, I'm going to throw him right into the tunnel. No way even Tefe will go in there for the keys, and then Tefe will get in trouble. And so she pulled off and parked the car and took the keys out, and Tefe woke up. Babs didn't quite wake up yet, and Dari slammed the door and stormed off, and Tefe followed after her, said, wait a second, Dari, where are you going? And Dari got ready to throw the keys into the swamp tunnel, and Tefe said, wait, I'm really sorry. Like, it was just like, me and Babs were just sitting there, and we had not, like, I don't know, like, and I know I should make an excuse, like, we're not dating, or we haven't kissed, maybe we could kiss right now. And then Dari got ready to throw the keys, and Tefe said, no, like, really, I apologize, it was very, I should have been more sensitive to everything that's going on. And I should have said, Babs, it's not a good time for you to try to kiss me right now. And then he says, Babs, or then Dari almost threw the keys. And he said, no, or say, Babs, what do you think about kissing while we pass the time? So I'm sorry, Dari, it was wrong. I'm sorry it affected you. I can make it, if I can make it right somehow, I will. But I was definitely wrong. And Dari lowered a hand and tossed the keys back to Tefe. He said, just drop me off. I don't care, whatever. I'm probably just stressed about my sister. And Tefe said, I understand. And I'm wrong for not knowing that. And I'll try to help. But we'll get those flyers printed and I'll help, really. And Dari said, thanks, Teffy. And Teffy said, it can't be easy. Dari said, no. And then they got back to the car, and Babs' door was open, and Babs wasn't there anymore. And he said, Babs, you around? No, and Babs didn't respond. And Teffy said, well, that's weird. And then Dari said, well, Babs doesn't live that far from here. Maybe she walked home. And Teffy said, maybe. And they said, weird, it's weird. There's some goose feathers here. He goes, well, slimy goose feathers. And she said, maybe a goose flew over and left a goose present. And Teffy said, probably. Let me bring you home. And yeah, and she said, well, at least now I don't got to worry about if you drop me off or Babs off first. So, yeah, just bring me home, and then I'm going to get in bed and go to sleep, and then we'll figure out everything tomorrow. Teffy said, that sounds like an idea. And then Dari went home, and I kind of got a Billy back in Billy's tent, and we all went home, and we all got in bed. And we said, well, we'll just deal with everything tomorrow. Let's just get a good night's sleep, a good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the show over on Apple Podcasts recently. Beckasaurus works almost too well. Don't actually think I've heard a whole episode because I'm always asleep. Maybe even before he finishes the intro. The only thing that gets me is 100% fall asleep every single time. Kim says, give it a chance. The best sleep podcast around. Help me, really help me. Give it a chance. It works. Nebrate said, really helped recently going through some stuff. I rarely ever have trouble normally, but, I dealt with something over the past 8 days, and I really needed something to keep me from thinking about it. Sleep with me is a perfect antidote. I don't really have to pay attention to anything. Scoot says, forever grateful. Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me, particularly right now. Like a warm, sleepy hug. That's from B Gamer in Australia. Love the podcast. Iodor likes ones about Marie Kondo. Thank you. Love Music Man says, puts me to sleep every time. Couldn't sleep without this. The Great Catsby. That's a great. The Great Catsby says, wonderful. Love the podcast. Game changing. Used to have a lot of times, sleeping, Google bedtime story for adults, saw Sleep With Me, and was asleep before it was over. I recommend to anyone having trouble sleeping, give it a shot. Rob says, I want stories, make it easier to listen to your stories in a row. I don't know if you're hearing this, Rob, but any podcast you can listen to, you could set up a playlist and listen to them all in a row. Ishbess says, I love Scoots, my boar bay. Discovered him on a sleepless night and been using it since. Sends me off to dreamland. JSH from Boston has feels the opposite of everybody else and thinks that people that like it must be kidding. Iron Man Dan, number six. Unlike anything you've ever heard, love this podcast like a friend on the other side. Always start from the beginning and fall asleep. Thank you from the land of the midnight sun. Triatop says sleeptastic, pure gold. Someone says he talks a lot with no point. This is a 1-star review, but it sounds like a 5-star. I wanted to hear a story. He won't stop bubbling for some reason. Took him 20 minutes. To get to the story. I said, you're right. Love books, 10 out of 10 from Canada, says essential part of my routine. Amazing, puts me to sleep. I highly recommend. Cooper is says epic, radical, righteous, infinity stars. Also say hi to Karen. Take if you're new, give it a few tries, but if you don't like it, let's move on. I think they kind of said a JCF at 2282. Thank you. Came across this on a whim. Ellie Ride Van Rembrandt, Says thanks. Melatonin in audio form. Jedi skills. Thank you. Laura says listen every night. And Marin says it's the only thing that helps me fall asleep. So thanks everybody for reviewing the show over there on Apple Podcasts. Let me just check Podchaser really quick. Oh, today somebody just reviewed it. Julia. Julia says, adore this podcast. I have dealt with a lot. Can't make sense of it most, but I fall asleep anyway. So it works. Give a few, took two tries. I fell in love. Thank you so much, Julia. Thank you, everybody, for reviewing the show. Sleep Movie exists as a free podcast because people that support the sponsors and support the show directly. And we grow as a podcast because we'll spread the word in natural conversation online or in person when podcasts or sleep come up and people show people how to listen on a phone or a smart speaker. So thank you for that. And, you know, the podcast is here to support you, too. And I just want you to know that there's resources in our show notes if you need extra support. So you can always check our show notes for some links to some stuff. Because the podcast is here to support your sleep, but I also want to give you resources to support yourself, okay? And also would like you to know about this podcast right here. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Lux. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress it matched me with. The Helix Dusk, I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. Because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs that extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word. This is the best offer yet and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.